monitor for guidance and brake controllers, watching our
calculations
and fertilizer and insecticide. We got Surefire liquid insecticide and fertilizer on a 1770 NT John Deere planter, 16 row. We're currently planting 15 rows with a 16 because of the way seed corn works with a 4-1 pattern.
We know about
seed corn. We overlap our outside row for our male rows, but use half rate meters or seed discs in those. We grow for Monsanto, raises the seed corn for them, and they send a area people out to different areas, and they'll make sure they go through the planting process, and they'll check our populations and make sure everything's right for how they want us planting it. And but now with the weather, we've been trying to juggle all getting soybeans in and corn, which that got done. And then,
Monsanto,
the seed corn,
soybeans.
Even though we're a couple weeks behind on that, we still use the same seed, and they're unless they have something major change, which hasn't been the case so far.
And then that the line went dead.
Provided by the Michigan Farm Bureau in the most recent planting.
Way to go, Michigan Farm Bureau! You really know how to make compelling radio.
65% of Michigan's corn crop has been planted. Well, SiriusXM is giving you a free preview of a number of channels, including rural radio on channel 147. Now through May 31st, just turn on SiriusXM to listen to your favorite programming. Of course, tell a friend or neighbor about this opportunity to check out rural radio for free. You can catch our programs like Commodity Wrap, Western Sports Roundup, and of course, the Market Day Report and the Rural Evening News. And if you like
what about
you
them hear, chucks?
Well, be sure to subscribe. You can do that through
what about them chucks?
SiriusXM. And as always, always, thanks for watching and thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We've got more Market Day Report coming up in just a moment.
If you're at the beach, on the road, at the pool, or at a cookout, the globalization DJ's got it on lock on your radio, this Memorial Mission.
This ain't Miami, Florida, where you ready from a bad man.
It's that little Chico P. /T, and that's right, all the globalization DJs are working overtime in the mix for Memorial Day weekend. 64 hours in the mix, commercial free.
Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Only on SiriusXM.
Pickles.
Globalization.
Channel 4, and available free on inactive satellite radios through May 31st. Tell your friends and family.
Chuck Woolery. Yeah, you know.
If you have back pain, you Chuck Woolery's talking. It messes with your life. You ache all the time. Now there's Australian Dream Back Pain Cream. It's real medicine, and it works.
It's real medicine.
Sir, Australian Dream is a little more expensive, but it's what you use when
it's
everything
Australian
else
Dream,
lets you down.
A real medicine.
It's backed by an empty jar guarantee. It works, or you can send back the empty jar for a refund. So if you're in pain, pull into a Walgreens or a CVS now. Get Australian Dream, and tell me what you think on Twitter.
Not going to give you my Twitter name, because I don't actually want you to let me know what you think on Twitter. I'm Chuck Woolery.
I work my tractors really hard. I get all they've got. I demand.
Yo, got that Australian dream?
They can possibly give me. And I tell you what, I've had these Coyote tractors for probably 10 years now. They serve me well.
I also really like the idea that they're advertising the fucking Pitbull station on rural radio. Like, I was just listening to Commodity Rap. I was trying to figure out what the hog prices were going to. Wait a minute! Pitbull! Hold up! I feel like that's a demographic of one. Me.
Don't forget to join us tonight on Rural Radio for night number two of the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association from Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. Western Sports Roundup, 3 of the West, 6 of the East on Rural Radio and on the SiriusXM app.
Reviews challenges and opportunities facing U.S. poultry and livestock industries. We go live to Washington. Millions of pounds of milk are dumped in the Northeast. The reason behind the dumping and what it means for milk production.
You know, God willing, if my daughter wants to be a rancher, those are the kind of people and the kind of organizations and companies that I want her to work with.
And a veteran shares his praise after one organization helps boost his success on the ranch. The Senate Ag Committee is hosting a hearing today to review the marketplace opportunities and challenges for livestock and poultry industries. It's taking place right now in Washington, D.C. Let's go to D.C. and take a live look at that hearing.
Most of it is. Here's Pitbull with more.
Trying to do the right thing, especially on highly sensitive soil. If there's an ask, I would say the ask would be for more funding for research to develop new technologies, different technologies, maybe things that we're not doing today that we haven't even thought about. I think there's a big need to, you're not going to solve the water quality thing with one technology. Cover crops is not going to do everything we want it to do. So added funding for research, I think, is very, very important. And we appreciate the support that you've given us so far.
Well, thank you. I hope we're going to be able to see more producers get involved in these efforts. I think that's very, very important. And finally, let me ask for everyone on the panel, and maybe I'll start, Dr. Hill, you're a veterinarian, I understand.
Yes.
So let me start with you as well. Again, the FDA has taken several steps, as we know, like the veterinary feed directive that goes into effect in December, and to ensure that antibiotics are used judiciously and only when appropriate for animal health. And this is going to require more regular relationships between veterinarians and producers, and this is an area I've worked a lot in supporting efforts to get more people into veterinary medicine. When you look at
this, I'm into it. I'm into veterinary medicine.
May very well have veterinarians on their staff. I'm concerned.
Give me all the cat drugs you got.
Cow calf producers or people in remote areas and so on. So when we look at earlier this month, the USDA announced $2.4 million available through a new veterinary services grant program that I authored in the last farm bill to support veterinarians in underserved areas. And Senator Crapo and I have just introduced another bill, a veterinary medicine loan repayment program to provide even more incentives. But I'm wondering what do you think? I mean, what's happening here? I continue to hear concerns about not enough veterinarians.
And that is Senator Debbie Stabenow asking questions during the hearing underway. Again, that is a live look at a Senate Ag Committee hearing focusing on the marketplace opportunities and challenges for the nation's livestock and poultry industries. We'll have much more later this morning on the Market Day Report. Well, milk processing plants in the Northeast are running short on capacity, and that's led processors to dump large quantities of spoiled skim milk. MilkBusiness.com reports most
milk
and delivered to a plant.
Your home for milk business.
And removed. The plant then dumped the residual skim milk due to the lack of plant processing capacity. The 22.6 million pounds dumped in April compares to just 5.9 million pounds dumped in March. Farmers were paid the full value of that milk that had to be dumped.
Cool.
And in other news, long grain rice exports to Mexico could be slashed if the Trans-Pacific Partnership does go into effect. It's the largest U.S. export market, and rice producers are worried that history will repeat itself. Mexico reduced all tariffs on food after the 2008 spike in commodity prices, leading to an influx of Asian rice. Mexico did not reinstate tariffs on Asian rice imports until 2015, and the U.S. recovered some of market share. TPP could eliminate those barriers once again and pose new challenges for U.S.
I don't know what the
exports.
Members of Journey look like. I mean, I know what Steve Perry looked like at one point, but they're from here. Journey's from here, right? Anyway, this Jaguar with the license plate that says Believin' on it, for some reason, with this fucking long-haired dude in it.
She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
guest DJ, hear about my latest projects.
Yes, let's talk about Alan Parsons' projects.
I'll be releasing a box set this year, and I'll also be releasing a live video with Symphony Orchestra recorded in Colombia. And I'll be playing what we call the soundtrack of my life on SiriusXM 70s on 7.
Premieres tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Money B is on the radio.
He wanted to say something. I think one time he interjected, and Sway was like, "Hold on, I'm talking to Money B." And he was
Sway,
human. So when we walk, as soon as we walk, as soon as I get my own shit, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. I was like, "Dog, wait a minute."
Pac had to earn
but
his keep,
it, so he keeping it real.
That's all I do, because in the long run,
yeah,
it benefits Mikey.
Yeah.
It benefited Pac. Pac came back up there and ended up freestyling and shutting it down. What it was is we didn't know how good he was
right. Freestyling. Oh.
And yeah. We knew how good you were, you know, as an MC. We didn't know how good he was freestyling. How great was he as a freestyler?
That's how he made his name. Actually, when we first took him on tour is because he wasn't, you know, he didn't have no songs. So
right.
The only way that he could get people to recognize him was after every show in every city, Shock would, you know, if it was the piano in the lobby, Shock would get on, or even if not him and MC Search.
Mm-hmm.
They would basically,
yeah,
third base. They would sit in the lobby every city and just battle every guy that was in every city. And they would start, it'd be like 20 dudes, and at the end, it was always Pop and Search still standing at the end of the night. And so it was just like, and Pac, he was that passionate as a freestyler as he was, you know, the same way he rhymed is the same way he freestyled.
was so dope about Money B. Like, I always tell Sway, it was funny out here at the time and on the East Coast. You know, if you was an East Coast artist, you was all East Coast. If you was West Coast, you was all West Coast. But something about Digital Underground just sort of may have nothing to do with that. Like, it was just embraced out here as well. The name was fly, the sound was different, it was just crazy. And if just think about it, y'all, if Digital Underground came out tomorrow, the name would still fit.
Definitely.
You know, all
right.
These years later, Digital Underground is still a dope name for a group. And you had always just been cool with everybody. I remember seeing you out at shows when I was with BDP and when doing other stuff. You've always been cool, and I always remember that about you. I was like, you know what? Everybody from the West Coast is not the same. You know, you just show that love. So I haven't seen you in so long, but I just wanted to say it's so good to see you, and you just, that love is just still there, you know?
Very,
and I appreciate that you kept that mannerism.
He's trying to soften up after all that Warriors.
Oh, no,
that my mother's like, very good to see.
No. Sports ain't got, we know each other. Sports ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm going to still cuss him out about the Warriors later.
Right.
Okay. But love is love from day one
that's
with
real.
Money B. That's what I want to say.
Where's Shock at? Where's Shock G? People ask me that all the time. How is he doing and where is he?
I believe Shock is living in Florida right now.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, Shock move around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a nomadic type person, so he can be where he's at. Meaning, if he goes to Portland and he likes it, he'll stay in Portland until he decides not to be in Portland. Because he doesn't have any kids, he's not married or anything like that. So he can
move around.
He
like
can
that.
Do what he do.
Yeah.
Did y'all make a? Because you guys have platinum songs and albums when people weren't going platinum.
Yeah.
Were you able to financially stabilize yourself based on that time period? I know you've done a lot since, but...
Right. Well, this is what happened.
Okay. Yo, that's a segment.
Like, here we go.
All right.
Now, what it is that what we did back then allowed us to sustain ourselves by doing just what we do.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I've always been able to sustain myself by being who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, what people don't realize is, like, a lot of... the classic artists, like, say, Kumar D is probably touring Europe right now.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're not on Top 40 Radio doesn't mean that you're not still working and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been able to consistently tour and maintain and work.
Yeah. Since then.
Since then.
And
then, what we did.
And then you have your own radio show, too, right?
The Going Way Back Show.
The Going Way Back Show. I'll be watching. You know, who's all the members on the Going Way Back Show?
It's Ty Teezy, DJ mm-hmm. Always. You know, mm-hmm. and basically what it is we... It's the tagline is classic hip hop raw and uncut. You know,
uh-huh.
basically we celebrate classic artists and the music that they make, and to show that the classic artists are, you know, not only we celebrate what they did, but what they're doing now.
Yeah.
So you know, a lot of them are still active, like you know Heather B. You know, like I said, I play your records. I'm gonna stop because you.
You gonna stop because he's mad.
I'm gonna stop because I'm mad. But you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
we do it. You know, and
thank
so
you.
How can people find it?
Going Way Back Show on YouTube and
okay.
goingwaybackshow.com. And
so,
you know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, if Ron Mills is here, because this is the type of show that should be on Backspin, and that's something you and I talked about.
Man.
How can you get this show on Backspin?
Yeah.
And so I know Ron, come in the studio, Ron, if you listen, I know you don't program Backspin. I think Dion program. Who Dion program?
TJ?
BJ programs back then?
I'm not sure.
Somebody, we're going to get them in
here.
Kumo
D is on the I Love the 90s tour.
All right.
Word, that's what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
You know, we move around, and I'm here. Little Mikey.
Little Mikey. So, okay, so your turn is coming up,
yeah,
Little Mikey.
Yeah, he's coming up.
Like, here
he is. Let
me. He's
about to pop. He's about to do a Tupac on us right now.
Man,
he's going to
choke me when I get out of here.
Yeah, man. All right. So we're going to talk with Little Mikey, but let's take him back, man. Let me see. Mun mentioned a song that we did together. I'm going to go ahead and play it.
Oh, yeah. Time for Peace.
Time for Peace remix. We did this, and I don't even know what year that was.
Yeah, it was about the Gulf War.
It was about the Gulf War. All right. And it's Money B, Shock G, Paris, and myself.
The current state that it is.
Baghdad Radio says that Saddam Hussein braved Allied bombs to visit his troops in Kuwait. The Allies are hitting elite Iraqi troops with all their power.
George Bush.
Says he likes peace. This was produced by King Tech.
Hey, King Tech, shout out. 1991 has begun, and money's 21 now. I don't know somehow, picking up a gun now. Loaded with gunpowder, fighting for the system's wrong. The black's down now, before we used to diss them.
Of this nation, we make up 12%. The front line seems to misrepresent. Cause I hear that they're working more than 30% of color there. Fighting for some oil, but you think we'll ever get a share?
So don't gas, nigga, go and get gas in the worst way. I'm the first to say pass, G. And don't think that you're taking me by sending me a draft card. Oh, you're making me laugh hard.
So rant, rave, cause I know you say we got to, but I ain't your slave.
Plus my papa told me not to.
And the voice of a panther is much stronger than that of a paper tiger. Somebody give me a lighter so I can set you aflame.
You ought to be ashamed, dominating for greed, using my name. The underground ain't with it.
Don't be alarmed, just bring my people back to warm arms.
Time for peace.
Finna get warm and blow the whistle on the devil, cause devils wanna kill us all. So hear the plea and please heed the final call. And sweat as a black silhouette came forth to spark war in minds of young brains. And fuck the peace when police are beating down anybody close to dark shades of brown. And like I said, the devil made me break the grip of shame, cause I'm pained and I'm made to be thinking of a master plan to help save the original Asiatic earthborn man slave. Make way for P-Dog, the bush killer, cop killer, black urban gorilla. Because without justice, I'll bust until it's released. And only then is the time for peace.
I don't think I've ever heard Sway rap before.
America's army is made of mostly minorities, so I want to see and hear all the soldiers of color. Although all of us suffer, we're only hearing the others. Well, here's my perspective, and I'm surely convinced I can never help a system that's been fighting against my race. Liberate Kuwait, well, here's the fact that you couldn't do the same when it was South Africa. So much corruption, nothing but total destruction that said it. It seems we're heading for Armageddon. So pray every day, every man of every faith, rather American or Arabian, we're all the human race. If we educate, the ignorance will cease. Listen when I tell you, brothers, it's time for peace.
Sway in the morning, Shade 4-5, remix, time for peace.
Check this out, this is Humpty Humpty.
Got Humpty Humpty on it, too.
I say about this, too, understand me? I think it's real cool, all these people are protesting against the war, protesting
it's
against
time for peace.
Protesting, you know, for peace every day. But yo, when the war's over, where y'all at? Every day people are dying. Every day people are dying from AIDS, from crime, from crime in the streets, from all kinds of things. I'm talking about minorities and not being treated right around the world. There's a war. What's up? What's up?
Huh?
No, I'm not finished though, God.
Man.
Remember when we did that?
Last from the past.
Yeah.
And I was just telling other bees, like, back then, we was really scared we was going to get arrested for not enlisting, because that's when they reinstated the draft law.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was legal to be drafted. And so if you were 18 to 26 or 28, something like that,
yeah,
you could be drafted. And we was like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
My dad was like, hell no, you're not going.
Because
my dad actually did the same thing.
Yeah.
He got drafted to go to, I think it was the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And he went down to the thing and told him, he's like, if you give me a gun, the first person I'm going to shoot is my commanding officer. And then they didn't call me.
So he got out of that.
He got out of that easy. And so right. He was adamant about telling me to say the same thing. And I was like, I'm not saying that, but
yeah. You're just not going. Yeah, that was an interesting time.
They
in
totally did not.
And that was the time we got to collaborate together. And Money B, man, he still looks exactly the same.
He does.
Is that something? And and Mun told me about this artist named Lil Mikey.
TMP.
That he wanted to bring up. And so I did my research. I said, let me see. Let me call around the town.
Didn't I tell you? I said, Swank gonna do his research.
Yeah, let me see what it's really about. Is this a favor or is he really making noise? And everybody came back and said, nah, he making a lot of noise, but it's different. It's from a real place. He really from them streets of Oakland and the Bay Area. And what he's talking about is just coming from a real place. And so so I said, okay, well, let's make it happen. So here he is today. Welcome. This has been like a Bay themed show. I did this for you, Heather.
I'm feeling it. Right. You know, Oakland showed me love. The Bay showed me love. So I'm not mad at the Bay. I got love for the Bay, but I see where this is going.
You see where this is going.
Yeah, I walked through this morning.
Lil Mikey, what up, man? Give him a round of applause, man.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
TMB, what does that stand for?
The Money Boy.
The Money Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that was easy. where you from originally? Like, where did you?
East Oakland.
What part?
96 and Cherry Street.
Okay.
DB Stokely.
DB. Okay. Okay. My grandmother's over in the 90s. Yeah. You know.
I seen you around before on High Street at the Mike 7-Eleven. I don't know if I can say it on him.
You can say whatever you want, man.
You kind of blunted at 7-Eleven.
No, you lying, man. Get out of here.
Yo, the boy got jokes.
I just saying.
First thing we've learned. I like this part of Oakland.
Yeah, that was me, Mikey. That was me, man.
For real.
Did we speak? Did we say anything?
Nah. I was kind of starstruck a little bit.
Word?
I knew it was you, though. You had the Koofy scooter.
Yeah? Okay, cool, man.
On High Street.
How many years ago was that?
A couple years ago on High Street in Mac.
Yeah.
You probably was out there.
Yeah, my grandmother lived off of High Street. Yeah. Who was I with?
You was by yourself.
That's how I get down and speak.
Damn.
Woo! Long Ranger.
He was by himself, though, in the city. Everybody know who he is. I was like, yeah. I seen.
That wasn't even about your story. That was for me.
Okay. Yeah,
he do his dirt, but it's lonely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's how I get down. Yeah. How long you been active with music?
I'm 25 right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Money B, the whole Digital Underground, that's big to my family.
Yeah.
Like, that's my family. So my uncle and him. Like, since I was born, the Tupac, like, I just remember, like, at my granny house, all them rappers at my granny house.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been around it my whole life, though.
You've like, been, yeah?
Yeah, like, all rappers.
What made you, like, what do you use the art form for? You feel like there's some things you need to express?
That's all I got right now.
Yeah.
I did the streets.
Uh-huh.
I did heavy, though, like, heavy.
What does heavy mean? You're not doing it now, but give me an example.
I was in it. Like, you feel me? I did the selling drugs.
Yeah.
I've been shot 5 times in a coma for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of money illegally, lost it, spent it with no remorse, didn't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. Like, I'm 25. Like, what else I'm about to do?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see something. Like, everybody around me doing it, they getting something off of it, but I'm trying to do something different.
What was it, the shooting, like you got shot 5 times, was that directed towards you or were you just caught in the line?
I got shot 3 different times.
Oh, shit. Damn,
two different
okay.
situations in total of 5 times. But the last time was just a little more serious because I got hit like in a blood vessel on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got hit in both of my lungs. They collapsed. So it was over with.
Who'd you call when you came out?
Who called me? God. I don't know.
Amen. That's the
who
realest.
Picked you up from the hospital, basically?
No, I didn't pick you up.
Okay. Was that a turning point for you?
Yeah, that was a turning point. The last time, because I got shot 3 different times.
Yeah.
But, like I said, this is like my uncle. So I knew I had access to him, but he didn't think I was serious. Like, I've been telling him, uncle, I'm rapping. Feel me? He was like, little nigga, you ain't, you know what I mean? So I used to send him music. He was like, not yet. Mm-hmm.
You gotta make him work for
and
it.
Then,
yeah, you gotta
and
make
then,
him
like,
work.
I got shot, like, probably the second time. It wasn't that bad. It was bad. But
you gotta make him work for it. You gotta let him get shot a couple more times.
Streets. And then I got shot again, like, probably, like, 4 months after that, another time. But that was more serious. So that time, he like, nah, it was a coma. It was in a coma and everything. So
yeah.
He like, nah, little nigga. So that's the point where I just woke up. Like, I only got 2 options right now.
Yeah.
I can get out the coma and, I can call my niggas,
uh-huh.
and we end me up, and we gonna kill everybody, and had that name in the streets, but we all gonna be in jail together for life.
Mm-hmm. And, call me.
I can get in a better situation. Well, everybody been telling me you might as well rap anyway. Just do that and see what that got to offer for me. So.
I think you made the right decision.
I think so.
Because you certainly wouldn't be on this show if, if you made
that. And I'll say, he did have talent, though, and I recognized it. But, you know, I was like, change your life, man. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to be standing next to you.
Good point.
That's the second
time. Did you notice that, though, that like, people kind of not want to stand next to you after being shot multiple times? Like friends?
Yeah. I mean, like. I went from being somebody that everybody like Oakland, like East Oakland, West Oakland, North Oakland. Like, I got along with everybody. I can go anywhere in my city to, like, motherfuckers, like, my closest motherfuckers. I ain't even answering the phone. Didn't want to give me rides no more because I couldn't drive. I got a cut that go all the way up across my chest. Like, I couldn't drive or nothing. So, like, motherfuckers just want answering. Like, that's my dog right there, Young City, you know what I mean? Like, that's do whatever, like, you know what I mean? So, that's the only one.
That's the only one.
Free my cousin Chan. He just got locked up with them two.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was scared to touch me. They didn't know what was going to happen. Either y'all was going to... It was to a point where don't come around me unless you ready to get in or you know you probably going to die or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one with me.
Were you scared of that reality that you could die as many times as you've been shot?
The second time, the first time I got shot, I was 16. It was some young shit. I got hit in my leg. So it wasn't nothing. I was high running. He was riding a little nigga in the wrong place, wrong time. But the second time, they was like kind of for me though. And the second time, like they put 100 shots in my door, like 100 rounds in my door. Through the grace of God, I only got hit 4 times in my legs and in my feet. You know what I mean? They didn't hit nothing in my upper body. Then the third time, if I got set up by one of my partners, the bullet just traveled through my, I mean, so it was more on some. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I'm young, I'm high, I'm in the streets, we doing whatever, so it's whatever.
Well, now you're a little older and you understand the value of life.
And I understand that I don't even want to think of my daughter growing up out here without me.
Yeah.
And this world crazy.
Hey, man, ain't that what hip hop does, though, man? It gives you an option.
Yeah.
Right? Gives you an option. It's giving all of us that grew up in Oakland and that surrounding area.
So many.
It's giving us options. And so that's why I got to have you on this show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To help, you know, that those options multiply. Go see Ebro, too. I'll send you his information. Maybe he could put you on the show as well. Yeah. So are you a lyrical dude or are you just a dude who tells the stories?
I mean, when I first started, I was on my lyrical shit.
Yeah.
But then I did the lyrical shit. Y'all can go check me out on YouTube, Lil Mikey. All my old shit, Lil Mikey the Money Boy. All my new shit, Lil Mikey 10B. But I was doing the lyrical shit, but it was listening, but I wasn't getting, like, when I do this rap shit, I've been having a dream to go to the NBA.
Yeah.
I want to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? So I wasn't getting the type of attention I wanted out of it. So now I make songs. I'm good. I'm the best at making songs, I think. So I make good music. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be, like, somebody big, so...
Okay, well, we're going to play
a
song. You can do it all. Yeah. We're going to play. Did we get the song? All right. What
crack
song?
Spot.
Yeah.
Can I talk about that?
Yeah, please do.
Crack Spot, like I said, I'm a real product of East Oakland. So Crack Spot, y'all know how what crack did to Oakland. Y'all, everybody got a dope fiend, uncle, auntie, mama, sister, brother. And everybody know what crack did to the families of Oakland. And the song, if you hear it, it sound like just another song of what's going on today with the kids singing on autotune. But if you really listen to it, it got a message in it. Like, I could have said a song like, hey, stop smoking crack, because I seen it killing families.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't listen to it. So since me being still kind of young, the 25, I can say it in a way to make the youngsters like, oh, he fucking with it. I'm listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And still had the old heads like, youngster got a message.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's just showing my delivery. And I can keep up with the times and still be lyrical. The song dope, I think. Everybody. Produced by Evil G.
Uh-huh.
And it's really just inspired by me having a whole, like, family crime organization on 9-6.
Mm-hmm.
Me selling dope with my blood daddy on the dope spot, crack spot. Like, when I was 16.
You shit, and your
like,
daddy
shot. Me and my daddy, like, you know what I mean? So, on that same block, this the block where I shot the video, crack spot, that's the same block I got shot in the coma with 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
Wow.
So it's like, it's real. I ain't nobody out here talking about crack spot or a trap spot because that's what's going on. Like, yeah. That shit really affected my family.
Yeah.
Like, I got uncles dying of AIDS right now from using needles and shit. Like, you feel me? All that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's real. So listen to
listen to us, Lil Mikey. How can people reach you on your social media?
Lil Mikey underscore TMB on Instagram. Money Boy Mikey on Twitter. And Lil Mikey TMB on Facebook.
Okay. All right, here it is, man. Sway in the morning, 888-742-3345.
Yeah. Tim, be the money boy, baby. Funk game, champagne league. Yeah. It's Lil Mikey, man.
I done grew up on that crack spot. Nah, I done grew up on that crack spot. Nah, I done grew up on that crack spot. Nah, I done grew up on that crack spot. Nah, I done seen niggas serve mamas. I done seen niggas serve dads. I done seen this shit kill families.
Sway in the morning, Shade 4-5. That's Lil Mikey. Straight out of Oakland.
Tim B, baby.
Very real right there.
Yeah.
Crack spot. Money B is here from Digital Underground. Hey. The legend.
Champagne Elite, baby.
Looking still like E-19, man.
Wow.
Mad at you, Money.
Hey, thanks.
You know what I mean? Money, did you get into some porn for a minute?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
How'd that go?
It went well, actually.
You were on camera?
No, I was directing and producing. Actually, I was in the scene.
Level.
I was, but my wife was looking. She was right there, so I couldn't, you know.
Your wife didn't want to get down?
No.
Okay.
Nah. But I tell you what.
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, everybody growing up, we all make our own movies.
Yeah. Right?
So it's funny because.
Heather too?
I'm sure Heather's got something going on.
Got trilogies out there.
I just be minding my business.
But what it was is when you know, I used to make my movies and I used to show all my friends. And then when I started making porn, I was like, wait a minute. My shit wasn't like.
I was like,
maybe I shouldn't be showing mine.
What do you mean? You couldn't keep up with your younger self?
No, man. I mean, like, you know, in the movies, man, they.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah, like, they're different.
Yeah,
they got some King Kong bits.
Yeah, I wasn't as different. But I didn't know it until I started doing it.
I
can only judge me by me.
Right. Yeah.
Then I started seeing other shit. I was like, man.
Put that shit up.
I was like, I'm not large.
Okay, mom, we're gonna bail out now. We're gonna bail out.
You all right.
I'm sorry. We're gonna bail out. Tap out.
Hey, let it go.
Lil Mikey's here, ladies and gentlemen. You all right?
Lil Mikey, tell me, man.
I like what you're doing. The sound is different.
Yeah.
So you traveled to get that sound.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I ain't influenced by, I'm influenced by, like just Cash Money and a Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen.
Sounds like a song you would fucking go buy a Pepsi to. It's like, this sounds like a. It just sounds like a commercial. Shame. I think Justin Timberlake is capable of better. I know he is, in fact. Or this just seems like fucking super empty. Some middle of the mall ass music. Definitely. Like, yes, here in the Pacific Sun Coast, we've got all these fucking sunglasses. All these fucking OP tank tops. Welcome to Forever 21. sounds like a song that someone who lost at American Idol would put out. Like, I finished third. I still got a record deal anyway.
On Sirius XM, hits 1. We'll be kissing your
city, ladies are pretty, guys tell jokes so they can seem pretty, tell a funny joke just to get some play, I brought many looks and things as your wingtip. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she wings back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Receptions jumping, basses pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Said she wanna dance to a different group. Now you want to come, she bust the move.
A thicker dude.
Yeah, so, he had to open the door.
A lot of dudes want to fight me when they came up on the wake up show.
Don't that attract problems when you're a bigger dude?
When you muscle bound.
Obama's favorite DJ.
Yeah, they be looking for you.
Well, you know, you're Obama's. Well, we're going to talk about all that. While Layla's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Lil Mikey.
Cheers.
Thank you for coming
That's
through.
That's all I love, big homie.
Okay. Yeah. And continued success, man.
For real.
Keep your focus.
Check out Crackspot on iTunes.
Crackspot on iTunes.
Check
right
the video
now,
out.
Man. Okay. Worldstar did a million 19 hours, man. East Oakland.
Damn.
The hottest in the Bay right now, believe that.
That's what's up. And then Money B.
I
thought I was the hottest in the Bay.
Mikey underscore TMV, man. He's stoked.
Damn it.
You know, we got it that way, too. So
That's what's up. Money, how can they find
Champagne
you?
Champagne Elite, baby.
At Money B 69.
You still doing that?
Everything.
Huh? All right, there it is, my man Money B,
the legend.
We got Wale is here, man. You want to talk to him? He got new music, and he's been doing a whole lot. He's been affecting the globe.
so. Get my video. Old Dirty on the hat and I let you all know. Just dance if you want up in the Holy Ghost train. If you stop, I'ma put the killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI don't do be watching me. I don't want no problems, cause I want to get in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just a dog trying to make some money. My streaks ain't radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you knew, better look at me funny. No, you know my name, I'm getting my money.
Hey, hey,
say it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girl.
I said, hey,
just sing it right now.
That might be my favorite part of this song.
I think y'all
when he goes, just sing it right now. That might be my favorite part. Comic Relief. I was trying to find the old Comic Relief shows, the American ones. The HBO used to run back when they did their whole thing. I used to fucking love those. I'd probably watch them now and be like, man, that's terrible. Because, I was young. And didn't realize, like, oh, Billy Crystal's, like, kind of fucking awful. There'd be so many other people on those shows, like Kids in the Hall were on one year.
You're
But yeah, all this like Red Nose Day, you know, like for, you know, all the some other comic relief is the only thing I can find now. It's just got to be out there somewhere. I know I've videotaped it. I'm long since taped over it, but someone must have saved that shit, threw it in their computer at some point.
One of these people could really call up the station and we could all talk to them. We could just dissect.
So what's happening is.
Oh, radio. This sucks so bad!
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop. What you doing, man? I'm coming for that number one spot. Causing lyrical disasters. It's the master. Make music for mini me's, models, and fat bastards. These women trying to get me out my pelly. They strip off my clothes and tell me, get in my belly. Stay on the track, hit the ground running like Flojo. Sit back in time and I never lost my mojo. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ludacris, sit down to take over the whole world.
Shit.
Don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
You want me forever? You need me forever, you love me forever.
times I've been wrong.
Soundtrack, is it? I agree. Like, there's a certain, like, through most of Will Smith's post Fresh Prince output, all of his songs do just kind of make me think about Men in Black. Of as the quintessential Will Smith movie in a weird way. A lot of people might say Independence Day or something. Yeah, I definitely don't think of Wild Wild West. Legend of
is no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go.
I don't think this song is very good. I just don't think it's a very good song. I don't think I like Trainor's music. And now we're in this tunnel. There are a lot of cars. What would you mash up that Mega Trainor song with to save that hook? I'd probably use that Yes song that everyone's into right now. I mean, just for maximum fucking impact. I skipped breakfast this morning to get on the road to make sure I got here in time for a 10 o'clock meeting. And now I'm hungry. I meant to grab some kind of food thing, bar type thing from the house as I was running out the door, but I totally didn't. I assume this is a Grateful Dead license plate frame on this car in front of me. That maybe, like, the... whatever this stuff on the top is supposed to be is maybe worn away. Because the bottom says, The Grateful Day. This has been a long drive. Yep, you agree.
Thank you.
ustedes quieren seguir perreando.
Yeah, music mods and announcer packs and custom voice mods for Overwatch would be pretty cool. I wonder how that'll go. If there will be anything like that. Like if there would be a way for me to just replace everything D.Va says with just like a like just all the Bastion bleeps, just the robot noises. Or just silence would be nice, maybe. Actually, I don't mind most of that stuff. It's just, like, the... There's a specific interaction, the pre-match, bit with her and Lucio. Where they ask for each other's autograph that makes me want to uninstall the game every time I hear it. Like, only if I can have yours too! Like, fuck! God! Shut up! There should be a mod to replace all of Bastion's audio with the announcer from Bastion. get Logan in there, record some lines. But I guess if they wanted to do it the way, like, a Dota does it, like, if they had voice packs and all the other stuff, cosmetic, like, you would get them to inflict them on other people, right? You would play as Bastion, and then they would hear your stuff. Yes, just 30 reads of beep, beep, boop. That'd be...
beep, boop.
Guy's kicking a truck over here. Okay.
Kick back and let the interviewer promote you.
And I you know, I take that. I appreciate everything you're saying, but.
You need to get out of the way so I can get the fuck over. Oh my god. All right, I gotta go. Everyone have a good Thursday, and I'll see you later.